Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me we have Natalie, who plays Brightforce.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hey, everybody.
Rob, who plays Venator.
Hey, wait a moment.
I mean Damon.
I mean damn it.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Shinsoku.
Evening, everybody.
All right. So, question of the day. What's your favorite NPC I've come up with?
Are we talking players or characters?
NPC, non-player right. Character.
Are we talking as players or characters? Because there's differences.
This would be a player question.
Okay.
Natalie?
I mean, she already answered.
9.
Oh, that was an easy answer. Okay.
Yeah.
No, it was actually the answer.
It has to be one that you came up with, so correct. I can't throw El Combustion out there.
Correct. Correct. Mine.
Damn.
Ooh. Ooh, that is a good answer.
Ooh. I have a cheap answer.
Go ahead.
I mean,
not accept it.
It's cheating, but CC.
You created her. I just gave her life.
I know. She wasn't an NPC. She was, you know.
She was just a ferret.
She was just a weasel. You said, okay, now she's your familiar, and now she has a personality.
You made
it's a
CC.
Cheating answer.
It's a cheaty answer, but I'll accept it because I fucking love CC.
Who doesn't?
We're going to skip Rob for a second. Art?
Wow.
I'm Art.
Easy for you to say.
I'm Tarasu.
I'm a Tarasu. Okay, cool.
That would be the
really old lady, yeah.
Uh-huh. The old lady who was, yeah.
The old lady who could whoop your ass if she needed to.
Especially since she saved us from Boom State.
Yep.
Yeah.
Me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Rob,
finally I get to speak?
Yeah, you do.
I'd have to go with Mary Williams.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll get into who that is in a second.
Okay.
All right. So, unbeknownst...
Oh, you posed this question, huh?
So, unbeknownst to the rest of the table... I had Rob show up on one of the weekends we didn't weren't playing, and we did 4 hours of recording. 2 full episodes.
I was in on it! No, I actually wasn't in on it. I was upstairs hiding.
2 full episodes of him in the Twilight... In him in...
Dracula's Castle.
Dracula's Castle.
Got it.
Yeah.
We kept that shit secret for weeks.
Okay.
So...
You have a gift for you... Fucker.
It's 4 more hours of work.
I'm not even caught up to
pass this.
I'm apparently supposed to pass this to you. Here you go.
Thank you, Natalie.
You're welcome.
Fuck you, Rob.
Fuck you, Rob. I like that.
So we'll put a picture in the Discord, but we got a new table.
Are we going to clear it off before we take the picture?
No.
No. No.
The mess in the whole glory.
That's the point of it, you know. We leave headphones and stuff, everything on the table, because this is what it looks like mid game, you know, minus the people.
Well, anybody that wants to be in it
can be, yeah.
So, do I get a Sharpie or no?
Ellie and Peanut.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, yes. This is useless for me. Art, you get a board now.
So, do we get a recap?
No. The recap you get is for the episode you guys had. So, Rob, you cannot help with this recap.
All right.
No, he can, because I gave him the recap this morning.
Which means you have the recap in your head, so exactly. Go ahead, Mike.
He can't for reasons that'll make sense later.
He asked me specifically, what did we do in the last session?
because he had shit in between. That
I didn't say
like,
we. Our last did session. Say we. I did not say our last session.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you did.
I love that, though.
In any case,
so
we were working on a 2-month time skip.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got right to the end of it. It's
we did. We were close, but yeah, the
did we get paid for it?
Yes, you always get paid, but your money is spent on living, so don't worry about it. For the anything wow. extra you get is extra, but anything essentially, I assume that your salary is going towards you know.
Savings.
Living, savings, and like your retirement shit.
Yeah.
And like, that's why I don't ask, pay for your burger. No, that's included, you know? Like, it's lifestyle from Shadowrun, okay?
So, we had a 2-month time skip, and Rico had a conversation with Sigma that went sideways.
Very.
Yeah.
He tried to kill you.
He did.
Correction. Because he tried to send you away. Yeah. Which would have killed you. Rob?
Yes.
Yeah.
In any case.
And at the end of it, Shinsoku blasted Sigma with a cone of cold and left him an icicle. Zero HP icicle. And we're going to snap right to it. Rob, you're going to be out for a little bit, you know, but you know why. Okay. All right. So you guys have a melting.
Yeah.
You cone of cold. I believe you aim to avoid the exhibits, and I had you roll for that.
Yes.
So nothing else is frozen except for him against the wall.
Oh, is he against the wall?
Mm-hmm. He was actually near an exit door, so you blasted out the exit door, but there's nothing important down that hallway. Oh, the hallway's a little fucked, but...
Just a point of note, we're in the
Atlas statue.
Atlas statue. I was going to say thunder statue.
No, there is pointedly not a statue of thunder here, because as much as he was the first cave and he's the reason why Riverside City exists, he's also one of the reasons why St. Louis doesn't. Mm-hmm. He isn't as loved here as he is everywhere else. Still so, loved, but not as much.
We need to work quickly to free him and save him.
Yes, we just need to get him off the wall so I can take him to the hospital and...
To be clear, he is at zero HP with failed death saves. Like, I'm going to start rolling death saves as you guys are making decisions.
Yeah. So, I need to... I can try to thaw him out. I have some fire spells left.
Well, I was thinking if we can get him free from the wall, I'll just take everybody over to Ilano and take him to the hospital. That's probably the best place to do that at.
Got it. So, we're going to use
Firebolt. Because you're not dead until you're warm and dead.
Yeah. That is a fair point.
I'll give him advantage on his death save.
Yeah.
Are we not going to talk about where Damon just went to?
He disappears a lot.
I know he does, but...
He's got that stupid ring. It does that.
The fact that the fight is over and he hasn't appeared back yet is a little bit concerning. Okay.
He's a grown boy.
Of anybody to go missing, you know his ass is coming. It's like you going missing. He'll show up. Like, literally throughout the multiverse, he just kind of pops in. Hey.
I'm Hector Ibble.
So.
Oh, God. You are. Okay. So, I will use my Firebolt. I will use sorcery points if need be to try and...
Do you have careful?
I believe I do.
If you have careful, then you can do it with a fireball.
Yeah, but guess who doesn't have fireball anymore?
Don't I have a thing where I can
give... You get a thunderball. Shatter the ice.
Don't I have something that can give him spells? I wanted to
say that this whole time.
I could, yes.
I appreciate you not saying anything.
Paul?
Yes?
Don't I have an item that can give him like spell slots back? Or is it just for me?
Pearl of Power, and you have to attune to it.
I am attuned to it, aren't I?
So, yes, he is not attuned to it.
Oh, so I can't give it to someone else?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, but here's the thing. I also have an AED. I bought one a while ago.
We were gifted one as well.
Yeah, I bought one specifically.
AED, it's the thing, automated electronic defibrillator.
I'm like, what the heck?
It also in this world functions as Revivify.
Yes.
You're just carrying that mega green face around?
No, it's a nanotech...
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Pod. Yes, we're doing that.
Yep.
Thunderball, careful. So I'll use the sorcery point.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
You shatter it, yeah, and you do it... You can probably do it with a boom.
Mini?
Because you don't want to blow up the whole room you're in.
Yeah.
Well, he targets the room with the careful, too.
It doesn't make the save, though.
All right.
In any case,
everybody, hang on.
Perfectly. So,
oh God.
Yeah, I'll grab Sigma and grab him.
Bloop.
And we will go to Ilano, the FSA, because the hospital's what, two floors down?
Yeah. The Ilano like ICU is where you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
which you probably have that as one of your teleportation circles.
Do they have a teleport?
Okay. Absolutely.
Then yes, I would have. That would have probably been one of the first things I would have done.
You're like, dink.
I know how to teleport. I know that circle.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no, it's the wrong circle. You're in the other universe now. We're all in the other universe. Shit.
Wrong spell. Not plane shift.
In any case, we'll get doctors to take a look at them, and I will make sure, you know, as best I can, I'm trying to, you know, if they're saving him, I'm trying to fix his brain.
Okay, so he has to be alive for his brain to be functioning. No, your brain continues functioning for a minute, like a minute after. Now is the
time. Which is why Revivify is such a, you know, why Revivify works.
Now is the time.
So, yes.
Oh, yeah, because time stops when he does that, right?
So, yeah.
Because if Sigma dies as he's in there, would Rico also die? We're using
psychotherapy.
Correct.
Cool. So.
So, this is a difficult one. I think we did tell you that.
Yes.
And it's, the cost for failure is high.
I am aware.
Okay, just making it clear.
Is there any way
free inspiration?
I did.
Is there any way that we can help him?
You could give him bardic inspiration.
I'll give him bardic inspiration. I'm giving you bardic inspiration.
Thank you.
Consent. Got it.
You don't have to consent to that. It just kind of happens.
I believe in you. You got it.
I'm telling the player.
Yeah.
Because last time some of you guys were like, "I don't need. Instead. I don't need it." But yeah, I wanted to make sure that you're good. So. With
that. That was audible too.
Wow, that was a good snack. I'm sorry, that took me a while for me to figure that out. Holy moly! All right,
so we don't have guidance or anything like that. So
nope.
Away we go. Yeah, I know a cleric would have been great for this.
Sorry.
So one die.
Wah, 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 wah.
Well, that's not gonna work.
Sorcery point?
Sorcery point to reroll that.
I have four inspiration for you, by the way.
It was a 5, so total of 15.
Yeah, I ain't gonna get it done.
Yeah. You got one more shot.
So
I'm switching dice.
Do you want to know what your thresholds are, or do you like it better with it not knowing?
Better that you're not knowing so that he can fudge the numbers.
Rob has a point.
Ooh, you're so right.
You're so right.
And, of course, that's being edited.
All right. So there's a 16, so 26. I'll use the inspiration die to bump that a little bit higher. 26 is good. I can only do 4 better.
Mm-hmm.
So you could.
Drop that.
Is it a 1?
It is. Can I use a sorcery point to reroll the d6?
Yes.
I think the directly says the d20.
Yeah.
No, you have to burn an inspiration reroll, but you can reroll it with an inspiration. I'd give you that.
I'll use mine.
If you use an inspiration,
it's my bardic inspiration.
27 is, you know, it's still
high.
Still, it's still
so 27 is the roll to beat.
We could do better.
No. If you want, you can just reroll the d6.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're willing to do that,
of course.
So it's a 3. So
29. Is that your final answer?
Unfortunately.
Oh, hang on.
I have, like...
Hang on.
You got something, too.
I just want to make sure that it is...
Do you have enhance ability? Because that would have been the shit for what he's doing.
Is that available for sorcerers?
I don't think so. It might be. I don't know. I haven't looked.
Thing.
Do. Everyone is Googling shit.
Getting
cut. Enhanced ability is bard, cleric, druid, sorcerer, and artificer.
Not wizard.
Could I give the guy that you were rolling death saves for 1 HP? Would he still be out?
Yeah, he wouldn't be dying anymore. No, he's at. You're right. He's at 1 HP. Yeah, you could just. He would not go down. You don't want him to come up right now.
I'm saying, to stabilize.
I'm saying one, so he's stabilized but not awake, is what I was asking.
No. He right now is the time he needs to be dying for this to work. That's the only reason why this is working.
Gotcha.
As soon as he's back up, this is it's a lot harder.
Gotcha.
Do you have anything you want to do, Art, or do you not find it?
I don't think I can remember what I was trying to, because I thought I had something, but I could be well mistaken. It's been a while.
It's a little 32 gig wise card.
Why?
That's what we had available because you had both the cards.
No, I gave them both back.
This was 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
I gave it back 2 weeks ago.
The day after we did this.
Mom, Dad, stop fighting.
Yeah, I don't.
He's not even proficient in medicine. It is an intelligence skill. He is proficient in medicine.
Oh, to see if you could throw him an advantage? I'll let you do it one time.
Hey, Art, I recommend changing your paper to say that medicine is intelligence-based, and they have proficiency in it.
That's a thing.
Okay.
It was for me.
Art, you may roll a d20.
I only got a 13.
So you're 7.
So
you're
29.
29. All right. So that is the absolute, like, once 30 was the perfect number, right?
I kind of figured.
So, but I am doing graduated success, as in you're going to get just barely less than what that would have been.
That's good.
So a perfect success. Actually, I'll go from the base. If you had gotten a 50, if you gotten a 20 or lower, or a 19 or lower, it would have just destroyed his brain. Just nothing left. Absolutely ripped it to pieces. Personality, brain function, dead.
He's, yeah.
Not, you would have killed him beyond the ability to heal with magic.
Glad I didn't go with that first roll.
From a 20 to a 24 he is alive and you have removed the corruption, but the stain is so bad that his powers are gone.
Okay.
Varying, like, he has, like I said, that would have been 20, and so up to 24.
He would have been missing some of his
exactly.
abilities.
At 20, at 25, he is back to what he was, mostly. But with severe psychological damage. We're talking all the acronyms.
Yeah.
At a 29, he's almost perfect. The only thing is that he has a... that you know that you have established a new phobia. And he has a phobia for the word care.
Yeah. I don't think the word is phobia for me. Amnesia, I think it is.
Phobia is fear or hatred.
No, phobia is fear. Amnesia is hatred.
Phobia is fear or hatred.
I believe you're wrong, but I don't want to argue.
If I'm wrong, like, I thought it was fear or hatred.
Phobia is fear.
I have thought that phobia is an intense fear and anxiety of a thing, more than regular. So, like, people are afraid of clowns. There are people that have an intense fear of clowns. Not that they hate them. An intense fear.
An extreme or irrational fear or aversion. So I was, yeah. You're right. It's a yes. You're right. You're right, Mike. I thought it was fear or hatred, but I mean, it's something else. Mm-hmm. But either way, so he is, like I said, he's almost back. And then you see Rico snap back out. Now you can throw him a hit point.
Bonk.
And that deals damage.
No.
She bonked him.
Lay on hands.
I booped him.
Lay on hands. Oh, booped.
Okay. I booped.
I heard a bonk, though.
Bonk would have fucked his ass up.
Well, no. She would have done non-lethal. She doesn't have the unarmed fighting.
She's got the Titanic. Oh no, she doesn't. No, she's got Titanic fist from the strength power set.
No, that's the Constitution.
I still have unarmed strike.
Unless you added it to it, but
I still have unarmed strike.
What's unarmed strike do for you?
How much damage?
7.
We're not gonna. Well, damage says 8.
Her strength, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's non-lethal.
Correct.
So, you could knock somebody the fuck out. Just
8 points to the dome. All right, so
you punch him as you're healing.
No,
you're
laying on hands. I boop him.
You heal him so he's alive, and then you render him unconscious in the same hit. All
right.
Which means he's not taking death sentence. You're good.
Can I do that?
No.
As we're carrying him?
Way on fist.
He is fine.
Yes. No, he's fine. So, yeah, no,
I succeeded. Very much thanks to you. And Art. Or, sorry, Dylan. Shinsoku. Whatever. I know the words.
All right.
I just, that was wrong.
Words are hard.
So Sigma wakes up and he's just freezing. He's like, what the fuck? What happened?
There were some issues with your previous treatment.
Where am I?
You're in the Ilano Arcology Hospital.
What day is it?
We're looking at early March. I'm assuming Mike is taking a stab here.
Yeah.
It's March 2nd.
The last thing I remember was Valentine's Day?
Uh-huh.
Or Single Awareness Day?
Yeah. It's
Yeah, I was at the speed dating thing in Chicago.
Ah. Well, I think something happened. You ran into somebody who overpowered you. Messed with your mind.
Again? No one is ever going to trust me to run a team of mentalists again.
Well, we took care of it. We handled it. Let Mike rephrase that.
You don't know about his phobia.
No, I do. Yeah, I was told I do.
He saw it form.
So I couldn't deal with that. But
he
handled it.
He says, the speed dating thing was at...
crap.
It was at a care, and his voice trails off, and he just starts shaking. Like, visibly shaking back and forth, rocking back and forth.
Yeah. That's not
going
to be
Nurse, we need some more warm blankets. He's going into shock again.
No, it's not that bad, but it's pretty bad. It takes him a good...
Takes him a little bit to get better.
Takes him 4 minutes to settle down. It is a hefty phobia. It is in champion terms, it'd be severe common. It's a nasty one.
Even just hearing the word.
Yes. Yeah. Especially he said it. That was the kicker. Like,
so I will sit there and I will, hold on, hold his hand and, at least as best
I can. He's all kinds of fucked up.
I know. I just dealt with it. I know how fucked up he is.
Very.
He doesn't really have a magical leaning to him, does he? He's just a mentalist, right?
You'll find out because you hung out with him a little bit. You found out he's learned his, like, where his powers come from. Was a very powerful psychic that ended up. So there is, he knows there's something mystical to it, but it's more like a bloodline thing for him.
Okay. Do I think that he would be accepted at the sanctum? Or at least, for a little bit more protection? Protection's sake versus...
Yeah, for a while, but not forever.
Okay.
They have facilities in the arcology that he could go to that he'd be almost as safe.
Okay. But, I mean... We know that the people at the sanctum aren't corrupt.
Correct.
I've pulsed everybody there at least once.
Correct.
I'm going to have to do that again, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I only get 5 of those a day. You can't just keep reinfecting people.
Oh, I absolutely can, to be clear.
Then give me unlimited of them, and then I can, deal with it.
No.
Could he have an upgrade of how many he can have in a day? Like, if he levels up,
five is still a lot.
He can do
five is still a lot. It's a 60-foot radius. I get that. But if you can reinfect people, I only have so many of these.
Correct. What are you not doing that you in particular would know is a thing that mentalists usually do?
Okay, Mike doesn't know because Mike isn't thinking, very well right now.
You read book one and book two.
Yeah, we need to work on building his defenses. So,
ring a ding ding.
Oh yeah, and I discussed this with you about working with certain other mentalists that I know of to help him.
Yes.
So we'll place the first phone call. I suppose that's a luck roll, right?
Yep. What's your number?
We'll go with 7.
It is a 2, so no ring, no answer. You leave a message, and is it who I think it is?
Yeah.
The color? Or who's...
No.
So it's still... Okay. Hi, you've reached Nightmare. Leave me a message, and I'll reach you back as soon as I can.
Yeah. Hey, Nightmare. It's Blastar. Got a favor to ask of you. Need to help a friend. Think you'd probably be one of the best choices for this. Give me a call when you get the chance.
Beep.
I don't run it completely out.
Okay. I thought...
No, I wasn't gonna. I wasn't. I was done.
Okay.
No, that was the after the tone, and then you're supposed to start talking.
I hate your stupid answering machine. It turns into that, and then there's a second message of what I actually need.
All right. And do you call anybody else?
We'll start there. We'll call. I'll call Brigid. She Mm-hmm. He's the one that taught me some of this stuff, so she should be able to help me with it.
So she doesn't have mental powers. She just is, but she can psychotherapist.
Show me at least some of the things I could do to help.
Okay. So
she's she's
a therapist. So
how do I how do I help him deal with this? How can I help him progress?
What's your number?
As always, 7.
Yeah, even 3 away, you still got her. Yeah, she picks up in the second ring.
Hi, I got a strange favor to ask. I need some help with.
Where are you? Where are you?
I'm about 3 floors below you, but I'm working with Sigma.
What floor? Floor 7? Is
at the hospital. Tell her the exact emergency room.
Okay, she says, well, you're not where you think. I'm not where you think, or I think you are, but I'll be there soon.
I figured, at least that you'd know where I'm at.
Yeah. And about 2 minutes later, she shows up.
Yeah.
So
I'll tell her that.
So, Brigitte is a 6'4", really well built, Nordic looking woman with flaming red hair. That she is Jolly's right hand, lady, when it comes to, basically all kinds of paperwork, because Jolly's shit at paperwork.
Would you say that she's her right hand ma'am?
Yes.
Right hand man.
She would
right
be,
hand ma'am.
She would be his right hand ma'am.
I love that.
I go. I think I'm not going to use the term unless I know exactly what I mean. So I'm not going to.
Okay.
So we'll move on. I will fill her in on the situation.
And yeah, she says, "Yeah, I mean, we can take him into. We have a facility for when capes have severe psychological trauma. We can see what we can do to mitigate it."
Well.
Who was his therapist beforehand?
She pulls up her phone. And she goes, "Like, hold on, I have access to that." Looks like he was working directly with Magenta.
That's my therapist. Okay.
She's the best.
Yeah, I may need to speak with her. When was the last time? Oh God damn it! I'm gonna let off a pulse right here.
I wanted to say that.
I was gonna ask.
Can you pulse through a phone?
No, but she's here.
Brigitte is here.
Anyone else in the
and so
facility?
Is,
what's a good number for you?
Oh God damn it! I told you already. I keep the same number.
One of the nurses pings. Damn it! Everyone else is clean, but one of the nurses pings. I don't remember. Can they feel it when it happens? I don't think they can.
No.
Because it's in sensation.
I can. I'll give the. Give me a second.
Pull out the baby and shoot it from here with it.
Huh?
Pull out the baby and shoot it from here with it.
No.
Oh. Which one?
And through the mind net. Blink.
Yep.
Yeah. But I'll approach the nurse. Ma'am, can I speak with you for a second?
Is it the one who's touched?
Yeah.
Does she bolt? No, yeah, she wouldn't know. So, yeah, she comes over. Yeah, how can I help you, dear?
And boop.
Roll a basic psychic surgery. That's not. This is not nearly as hard.
Sorcery point.
How badly did you do?
Well, a 3 won't cut it.
No.
Even with a +10. There's an 11, 21.
Perfect, yeah. 20 was the perfect result. Hers was dormant. All she was doing was reporting.
Okay, so kind of
reporting whenever a cape comes in injured.
Shit. When was the last time she reported? Did she report Sigma coming?
Whenever a cape comes in injured.
So
Sigma has been reported.
Great. Fun. All right. Well, that's great. We'll inform Brigitte exactly what's going on now.
And it looks like, by the way, fun fact, she got hit at the same same kind of speed dating thing on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, I don't like this. All right, so she is the only one that pinged. She is...
Correct. And you went to, like, the middle of the floor, and there's no one here that's pinged. So it's her.
I will... link Brigitte into the mind net if she wants.
She kind of looks at you funny, but she accepts.
And then we explain the whole situation with Mr. Sanguine and the touched people and the fact that Sigma was one and all the information we have just kind of bleh, info dump.
And have you informed Jolly?
Not yet. We just found out about Sigma.
No, today, about the infected.
I have not.
We have not, however.
We don't know who all is infected, and I can only do this so many times a day.
However,
I don't know who we can trust other than when I can do that. I know that my grandfather is surprisingly resistant to it.
He's a hardy old man.
Yeah, that's the nice way of putting it. I like that, yeah. I was going to say he's a tough bastard, but you know.
Also true.
Also going to say that we have been...
The three of us were each affected at some point in our lives, and we dealt with it.
And then we also... I reported in to my previous chain of command.
Do you remember her name? I do.
Kitsune.
Kitsune, but yeah.
Kitsune.
Okay.
I was not sure who to trust here.
So she would have read Jolly in. So, damn it to hell, Jolly. You're supposed to tell me when shit like this happens. I'm going to go have words with him. Thank you for telling me. And I'd like you to use that up in ops for me.
I can.
I'll call on all staff.
I have three more uses of this per day.
Excellent. Today. I'll call on all staff.
Okay.
Can you be up there in an hour?
Certainly.
Excellent. All right, so...
I had a weird thought. Mike did, so...
Okay, talk.
No, this is a alternate take on something from one of the previous sessions. Mm-hmm. Is Brigitte considered immortal? I know her power set. This is Mike asking.
Oh, because she's a phoenix?
Yeah. Kind of like that one character Dingus was building.
Really slow, and she—it looks like
how slow.
Like she hasn't aged in 25 years. She hasn't aged in 10 years, and she perpetually looks 25.
Okay.
She's.
We're talking like elven slow.
We're talking like 10,000 years slow. If immortality may qualify as immortality.
Interesting. You see where I'm going with this, right? Is she seeing anyone?
No, you would get from her, you would get from the vibe, you know, when she said Jolly's name, like a flash of like a pang of like
the emotional sense.
Yeah, like that.
But
she wants that, but it's not. But she knows it's not going to happen. You know what unrequited love looks like.
Yeah, remind me. I got someone I need to introduce you to. Okay. It's a different topic.
Okay. Yeah, it's like I said, an hour upstairs, ops. She whips out an AR rings and types really quick on a hollow PC, and she says, "And touch your badge. All right, that will get you in upstairs in 50 minutes.
Yep.
Please arrive then. The meeting will be in an hour.
Gotcha.
All right. We flash
over. So we send Venator, Veritas, whatever, Demon, Lemon. We send him a text like, "Hey, we're at the hospital, or we're the FSA building.
When
you get this, please report in.
Let us know you're okay.
Are you dead?
If not, should we send a search party?"
How long did it take? Time wise, I think it was only an hour.
It was 2 hours.
It's 2 hours.
Because I did a short rest.
Okay.
And then there was plenty of time.
He got a short rest. Wow.
Yeah, I'm special.
He needed that shit really bad.
I feel like Luna also went to Bob and was like, "Bob, is Damon inside of you?" Don't take anything out yet. Is Damon inside of you?
It spits out a flash drive.
I asked you not to spit anything out. It's a flash drive.
Okay.
Well,
you asked for Damon.
I did.
No. No, no, no.
No?
Jen, we need you to scan that flash drive. Yes.
Or it'd be a data chit.
We need you to scan that, Jen.
Scanning. Danger. Please eradicate.
Don't you?
Wait.
And you notice it starts to pulse red, and then a light shoots out of it.
So we follow the light.
It flashes to one of the computer monitors and then disappears. Fuck.
A daemon is a... Mike knows this.
What's his intelligence?
Rico's technology roll is +2.
Then what's his, roll it.
Wait, maybe.
Somebody that's actually proficient in technology. Yeah, yeah. Like the brain.
Yeah. What about the brawn?
Before Mike explains this.
So I did a good thing. Good job, Natalie.
Sort of.
No.
Paul's just taking advantage of a mispronunciation. A typo.
Of how I said his fucking name. Are you kidding me, Paul?
Everyone says Damon. It's not his name. Demon is.
You know what I would have said then.
We said his
name
for like 40 episodes before you finally corrected everybody.
How'd you do, Art?
I rolled a 9 plus 16 for a 25.
You weren't the first person to own that bag.
A demon,
but once again,
is a computer virus.
My character would say the correct name.
Even still, that is how it's technically supposed to be pronounced as a computer virus as well. You were not the first person to own that bag.
Cool. Well, I figured because it was in a police place.
Basically, it got seized.
Danger, please eradicate. Fuck.
Jen says.
How bad was that? I heard you use that word before.
Eradicate?
No. The word she said. Damon.
Yes.
The thing you caught at my place. You used as an attack dog.
Correct.
You have an attack dog.
Yeah, this is a... That was part of something you would call a sibling of mine. Or a counterpart.
Okay.
We thought we got it about, I don't know, 5 or 10 years ago. 5 or 7 years ago, but a bit of it was missing.
I think we found it.
Yeah.
It's gone now. I'll have to... I'm significantly stronger than I was then. So I'm going to be scanning all of the networks in Riverside City to try and find it. Hopefully I can catch it before it leaves.
Let us know if there's anything we can do.
I'm so sorry.
You did nothing wrong, Luna.
I know, but I actually feel so guilty. I'm so sorry that I started another conundrum.
with my little extra communication device, is there any way I could potentially lure it into the phone and trap it there?
So trapping it in the phone would be
interdimensional communication device.
Ooh, it might like that. You only have two of the four pieces you need for it.
Right.
No, we only have one.
No, I have three.
Oh, you have two of the
five. Two of the five pieces.
Uh-huh. You would need to manufacture those other pieces.
Yeah, but
do you
can
have fabricate?
I... Huh?
Do you have the fabricate spell?
Yes, because I had an extra slot I didn't use. Aha!
I actually don't think I...
I'll let you burn an inspiration to learn it because you absolutely would have that. It's just so utility. It's expensive to use though.
And Paul,
yeah. What else is new with my character?
I have all of his money and none of my debt. Awesome.
How about this? I'm trying very hard not to go into debt.
That is a thing. You could go into debt.
I feel sorry for my other portion
for Crabman.
But
hold on, 2 second flash over. He's like, I owe how much money to the
student debt? What the fuck?
It doesn't say student debt. It says spell book supplies, and it's got 100 grand in debt. He says, is Kit Sandy performing? Maybe she needs
bitch kept a my dancer. Wallet. Bitch kept my wallet.
Problem with it is, I never really met Kitsune.
Oh my god. He doesn't have an in with someone very wealthy. It's really bad.
Because I never really made it to Japan.
He stayed in Riverside.
I stayed in Riverside.
You stayed in Chicago and then came to Riverside eventually.
Yeah. I gotta get to Japan.
although I would love to see that conversation.
Yeah. Because
he's gonna know an awful lot.
And yeah, she's not, and it's going to be funny.
Yeah,
nah, she'd be cool. I think she would kind of just roll with it because.
How about this? The moment she starts realizing what had happened, it's going to be, oh, this ought to be fun.
Exactly, like a fox playing with its prey. All right, that was the little flashover. So, would you like to cast Fabricate 3 times to make what you need?
Yes, I will. Let me find it.
It's so quiet.
Yes. All right. So
how long did it take to cast? A minute? What's the casting time? Is it a minute or an action?
10 minutes.
That's a long fucking time.
Half an hour.
Yeah, for the three pieces I need.
Well, we got...
Considering that...
We got 50 minutes till we got to be upstairs. 40 minutes now till we got to be upstairs.
So, yeah. I will go ahead and cast it.
What'd it cost you? What's the material?
Verbal and somatic. There is...
No component? Giggity.
You can fit a large or small object contained with a 10-foot cube, given sufficient quantity of raw materials.
You can make more things.
He needs the raw materials.
I need the raw materials.
So you just take everyone else's phone.
I need your phones.
Really? So, okay.
Or
Luna takes out her phone.
You need three more phones.
Hold on. You're in the Alano building.
You're really in the spire. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna let you make a luck. Pick a number on D12.
9.
That is exactly opposite. I got a 3.
I was gonna say 3 because two pieces.
I was gonna say 4.
Well, for me, I would of course pick 6.
So you know where you are. You know that you know time is of the essence is basically what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who owns the building you're in.
Who happens to owe us a favor?
That would not be worth it. Don't burn that favor on us.
Yes.
Just saying.
Actually,
it might be doing him a favor. Earning that favor to do him a favor.
Hey, Jen.
Yeah. I'm a little busy, but I can multitask. I'm really good at multitasking.
I need 3 more phones. Actually, I'll probably need 4 phones.
What models?
This one.
Got it. Check the chute on the check the chute.
Thank you.
And then about 30 seconds.
Wander over there. Listen for the ding.
Ding.
All right. That was a quick 30 seconds.
Chunk.
Oh. Boom.
there's a stack of 5 of them. There's a stack of 6 of them, 3x2x1, like a pyramid.
Okay, I'll take them out.
With a printed note that says thought you might need this.
So, yeah, I will go ahead and fabricate the other just 3 pieces I need, and then I'll have the extras for converting everybody else's phone over to...
Yeah. You could just turn all of them into pieces if you wanted to, because you have the core.
That's true.
I'm just saying you could. You don't have to...
Yeah, but I want to make sure that I can lure it here, but it doesn't have a chance to leave.
So you need to make one without an outgoing signal.
Exactly. Incoming only.
Ooh. Roll me a straight up tech check. I think your expertise, you should be plus 14? 16.
16.
Ah, fuck. Okay, yeah, that's going to be good. You need like a 9.
9.
She's not here right now.
9.
Well, I rolled a 9.
That's 25.
Yeah.
That's what you needed. Yeah, you managed to make it look like it still has outgoing when it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Now we make the, what are you doing to try and make it look enticing? Cause I need you to explain.
Well,
may I offer a suggestion?
Be happy to have a suggestion.
You have the interdimensional transmitter.
Mm-hmm.
You can make it look like it's a transcommunication device to another dimension where it doesn't have anything hunting it. This is freedom.
It doesn't have a djinn on the other side.
Roll me another tech check. That'll be effectively your persuasion because you're having to program it. And I'm going to roll opposed with my tech check.
So from the way Art is acting, I think we might need some help.
Inspiration.
You got extras?
Mm-hmm, I have many.
Okay.
She had 4. Now she has 3. Now she has 2.
I have 2.
She has less monies.
Okay. Are you satisfied with your result?
Yes, I am.
What did, do you want to tell me or not?
Is it a tech check?
Tech.
Okay. No, I'm not going to tell you.
I got a 4. Plus 12 is 16.
I rolled a 16.
Plus 16.
For 32.
Yeah, you see a red light zip out of a not at all the same PC. Like it actually zips out of a camera and into it.
All right. Completely shut it off, so there is no outgoing.
So the central cube is lit up, And it, even though there's no power, it is lit up and it is looking furious. And Jen says, would you please take that to sub-basement D?
I'll be happy to take it to sub-basement D.
You're the only one allowed in. I'm sorry.
That is fine. I will meet you guys back
here. This will take a little while.
Keep in touch.
Yep.
You're going to find as soon as you get to sub-base... I'm sorry. It'll be sub-level, like, 13 or something like that. It's very deep underground. And once you get down, you feel your connection to them sever. Sorry. Precaution.
Okay.
And her voice goes from very, very, like, robotic to very... Not
human.
It's very human, very understandable. She says,
does she at least tell us something?
No. She says, I have your friend. He's safe.
Thank you, Jen.
He's in a very secure area. It has intake power blockers.
Wow, we started our day with four, and now we're down to just us two. If they both die, we're fucked.
Oh, no, then we form a new team with our name.
Yeah. What am I talking about? Yeah.
Team Flashbang. Let's go.
Yeah, here we go. Boom.
So, the elevator goes from down to going left, which it doesn't do that you've ever seen. And it goes for a good ways, and then it goes down again. And you enter into what looks like a server farm. But in the center is a massive crystalline... pillar.
Okay.
Within which is like a hologram of a woman. She looks like you, like a 50s, like pencil skirt, you know.
Okay.
Like the ideal woman in the 50s, you know, with the hair done up. And she says, hi, Dylan. I'm Jen.
Hi, Jen. Please forgive me. I'm still used to Will.
Yeah.
Will was the... our version of you.
I understand.
So.
But you never got to see Will like this.
No.
No one did. Well, people did, but rare. She says, I'm going to need you to put that in that black box there. I'm sorry, do you have another one of those cores? I assumed you made one.
I can make another one.
Okay.
It'll take a little bit, but I could make another one.
Okay.
I figured it's better than having whatever that is out.
I need you to put it in that black box in front of my pillar.
Put the whole thing in the black box.
Just the center core. I don't need the other pieces. Actually, no. Never mind. Just be safe.
Put it all in there.
And she says, I'm going to need you to push that. She gives you instructions. It's like, detach this, click this. You're actually going to swivel it off of its pedestal and slide it over to this starburst-shaped indentation on the floor. And she says, okay, now back up.
Yep, I'll back up.
And a starburst-shaped... like, or a circular pillar, like, glass thing comes out of the floor, surrounds it, and then you see it, and then it, like, gets, like, a sheen, like, it's metallicized
is a good word.
I love that.
I'm going to go with metallicized, because that's what it is. It basically made the inside metal, but you can still see through it, because of what kind of metal it is. And you watch as a grid of blue and red lasers... literally just dice it into the finest of dust in front of your eyes. And then it fills with flame.
That's what I was going to say. And should make it glass after it's all done.
And then it fills with lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And then it finishes and it forms an eerily similar pillar, but smaller to what she's in now. This is not the first one of these I've had to deal with. The other one was much bigger. I moved into its house.
Ah.
That's a backup core for me. Okay. Could you keep it safe?
I'll be happy to keep it safe.
It's only like... it looks big. It's like 3 foot by... like 2 foot by... it's like a 3 foot by 2 foot... like a 2 foot diameter. But she says, if you could keep that safe somewhere, it'll be a nice redoubt for me to fall back to if I ever need to.
Okay. I can do that.
I haven't had another AI to cannibalize to find to make one of those recently. So thank you.
I will definitely do that. I'm thinking
you
that
realize crystallized digital data, like that is like far and away higher tech than any shit you've ever seen. You've seen high tech supers. You're like, nah, that ain't nothing unless you just did.
Yeah, no, Jim. And I'm thinking that it's going to make a very nice.
Oh, it is gorgeous. It's like a gorgeous obelisk. It really is very.
It's going to make a pretty. Very nice center to some nice little garden.
Oh, just put it somewhere no one would ever expect.
You put it in that one garden.
Oh, yeah.
Now think about the sunlight.
It is starburst shaped. Like it's a starburst shaped
obelisk. Yeah, that would be perfect. Because that's exactly, I was thinking a Japanese garden.
And then, you know, with Amaterasu being the sun god, sun shining through that crystalline structure would just look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I think she would appreciate it, too.
Mm-hmm. That sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I can't, you won't be able to teleport out of here, but once you get in the elevator, wait until it starts going up again, then you should be able to move.
Okay.
If you could put that somewhere safe for me, I'd appreciate it.
Yep, I will definitely take care of that.
Thank you. She says, if you'd like to play around down here a little while, there's some interesting toys.
Sorry.
Apparently, Do Not Disturb was not on.
So, I may actually have to ask you for some extra tech things if I'm going to try to replace that crystal. But that's not a thing that I can do today.
Okay.
But I appreciate it.
Anything that's too high tech for general population ends up in a room similar to this. If you'd like to go explore, I can let you in. You have clearance for the next.
I gotta be
3 hours.
Can you let the rest of my team know that I'm not going to make it to the meeting?
He was the only one invited.
He was the only one invited. Okay. Well then, I'm good. I'm gonna go wander through all the fun techie stuff.
Art.
Uh huh.
I'm gonna give you a choice. Give you an opportunity here. Think of two truly like technologically marvelous items.
Mm-hmm.
And there's and make up like a list of like 3 or 4 of them that you want, and then we'll talk about which ones you can have. I'm gonna let you think about that while we flash over to, Mr. Blastar and Ms. Brightforce. You have been told by Jen that Shinsoku will be back soon, but probably it'll be a few hours. He's busy.
Fun. Oh God.
No.
Okay. So.
Hard pass. No immovable rods. Fuck you.
See, I had a different thought about technological marvel.
It technically would fit.
But I'll save it for later.
For some reason, my mind automatically went to a robot butt, and I don't know why.
Robot butt?
I don't want to talk about it.
Very specific. Robot butt. Not a robot. Robot.
I don't know. We were reading a weird fucking book today about butt, and for some reason, the thought of a robot butt was in the book, and I was just like, what the hell is happening?
Somebody obviously watched Robots.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was some weird book about replacement for a butt, because he was like, my butt has a crack in it. I'm like, oh, geez, Louise, what are we reading today?
She works with children, to be clear. All right.
I mean, don't we all?
Yes.
Yes, but yes. I actually work with children. I work with
the old children.
Teenagers? Got it. So, I will make my way up to the meeting.
All right, am I still good?
What am I doing? Like,
You can go up. He'll open the door. You're able to go in with him because you're part of his team.
Apparently, I'm joining you.
Or you can go. That's okay. Or you can go back to your apartment. It's just like
your apartment is just down the hall.
Seriously, it's like down two floors and over. You know, or like 5 floors.
Probably. Okay.
Where do you want to be?
What's your meeting about again? I don't remember.
It's an all staff to try and figure out who's baddie. Maybe you want to be there for a bit of a muscle.
Yeah. You can restrain somebody if need be.
I feel I'll go with you.
But I feel like there's gonna be a whole bunch of powerful people.
There. I'll go with you as emotional support and physical support.
Yes.
Yes.
And physical support.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And inspirational support.
And barticle inspirational support.
Barticle.
I like it.
Barticle.
All right.
It's a D, not an N, so I'm fine.
There you go.
So, the 50 minutes passed. You show up on time to the meeting.
Oh, yeah.
She has you and Bright Force stand up right up by her and Jolly, and Jolly's just like, she calls a fucking all staff, and then she doesn't tell me why. Why are you two here?
I'm standing behind him with my arms crossed like I'm a bouncer.
This track's okay. By the way, Art, don't be afraid to draw from other media. Like Star Wars, Star Trek kind of shit, you could pull from there if you want. Okay.
Oh, I
Stargate, yeah. Same,
oh, I,
okay. FTL?
All right. Moving on, but so I just wanted to
let you know. Jolly ass way.
Yeah, he's why are we pulling in all staff, only, and why are you two up here with us?
Is it just the four of us here, or is
correct? The room is empty. No one else can get in. They're all basically queued up outside.
I don't want to waste one of the pulses, but I feel like I kind of.
You were told not to worry about Jolly, like explicitly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will explain the situation to him.
Oh, Katsune told me. Yeah. Okay. But I didn't know. Oh, you're going to check the staff. That's really smart. Brigitte, you're so smart. And she just looks at you. She says, "You're a genius, sir, but you're not the wisest." And he goes, "I'll take it. I'm just going to stand here. Look, I'm going to stand here and just kind of mess around. Is there a sign that you can give me for who it is?"
We can tap into him. Maybe he can join our...
Well, that's entirely up to you. I can create a mental link between...
Like this, and three? He talks to your head.
Ooh. Oh, yeah,
oh,
like that.
Well then.
You really should work on your mental defenses. They kind of suck. Correction, they suck.
Well, that's on Paul, because, you know...
You've had mental powers for long enough. I figured you would say I worked on them. You never did.
In any case...
It's mental defense, Mike. You have mental powers, you have to worry about mental defense. Until you have mental powers, you don't have to worry about
it. That was a thing. But, you know, I have resistance to psychic damage.
Yeah. So that's why, actually stabbing, doing damage to you that way, you have resistance. But it's
In any case.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I can send you a message.
You have the Elven Heritage thing, right? So you have some rudimentary walls, but those are natural to you versus, established ones.
Right. But, yes, I'll let you know mentally who's afflicted. I believe I've got two more of my psychic surgeries to fix people today.
Hopefully we don't need more than that.
Hopefully.
We are bringing in 72 people.
I've got a 60-foot range on...
The whole room is 60-foot wide, so you get them.
I'll be able to get everybody, but I'm just saying...
All right, so he says, "All right, well, everybody get your game face on."
Grrr.
And she probably just smiles, and Brigitte just laughs.
Show me your war face.
All right, so like 2 minutes before the doors open, people start flooding in. Some people look really, really bleary-eyed, like they just got woken up.
Yeah.
These are all... they're all desk jockeys. They're not... these are not capes. The last two people walking in are Hellion and the Wave.
All right.
And they stand by the door, kind of like bouncers, and they give you the subtle up nod, you know.
Yeah. We got you.
Exactly. They've been read in, is what you get the impression.
Mm-hmm. Kind of what I figured.
And Jolly says, "You don't have to worry about Wave either."
I'm assuming.
Yes. And Hellion's mental defenses are stronger than mine. So.
Okay.
And you realize you couldn't, you're looking at Fort Knox up in this bitch, and you're like, "Oh, okay." Powers like his, if you don't have mental defenses really strong, you're going to hurt somebody.
Well, the origin of his power is very similar to the other person we're dealing with, so. Mike is saying this.
No.
I mean, okay, fine.
You know why.
Mike knows what his power's origins are.
Correct. So,
then again, so does Art and Rob, but that's another story.
So, the meeting starts, and he says, "All right, everybody, so we're just here," and it is some benign bullshit.
If I was actually attending this meeting, not doing something, I'd be falling asleep.
Yes. It's like talking about, there's a new food policy in the room and that no one's going to listen to. And when do you pulse? Do you make sure?
I make sure that I can get everybody.
Roll me a wisdom check.
Because Rob wants to say stuff.
I was going to say, shouldn't he be in the middle, right in the middle of the room then, if it's 60 feet?
It's only a 60-foot room.
60 feet across.
And he has a 60-foot radius.
Okay, I wanted to be sure that you... Okay. I didn't know if he had to be in the middle of the room.
No.
And then check. Would it be smart to do it during like a moment where it seems like everyone's kind of adjusted to being in the room?
And if you'd like to expend the bardic inspiration Allie gave you or is going to give you, I'll let Rob talk.
Yes.
It might not be worth that. Then.
Okay. Oh. How's your roll?
I didn't yet.
Oh, okay.
Because I only get a +2 for wisdom. If it was perception or something it's insight.
Could I roll that?
It's a memory thing.
Memory?
Yeah.
Are we doing that Bass Ackwards memory thing again?
No, I'm just asking you to roll.
Okay.
I'm asking, could I roll that?
Yes.
Well, that's a nat 20, so.
Oh, okay, well.
You should really ask Brigitte if everyone's here.
Yeah. Well, I will mentally ask her so I don't interrupt the meeting. When there's a lull where she's not actually talking so I don't surprise her.
And she says, Jolly? Because Jolly was one talking. Oh, no, it would be her because she's.
She called the meeting.
Actually, have we done roll call? And she says, roll call! And a giant AR board appears next to her with everyone who's supposed to be here. And there are two names missing.
Oh, shit.
Fun.
Albert?
Archie?
No, Albert. I hadn't thought of a last name for him.
Alano?
Nope.
But it's an alliteric. It's two A names.
I don't have a good Albert Roberts, because he has two first names. And
never trust a man with two first names or three and, first names.
That's and Timothy Thomas.
Thomas Thomas, sir.
Timothy Thomas.
His power is maps. Thomas Thomas.
Tom Tom.
Yeah.
Shit, now it is. Yeah, it's Tom Thomas. His name is Tom Tom.
I already wrote down Timothy. Damn it, Paul.
I like that it's Tom Tom. His power is maps.
I stole that from Doctor Who.
That's fine. When you steal from the campy best. All right.
So that's all but
they're missing
those two. So we'll have to deal with them individually.
And Bridget says, where the fuck are Albert and Tom? And
or is it Roberts and Thomas?
You're right, Roberts and Thomas. And like people were like looking at each other like, you tell her. No, you tell her. No, you tell her. They may or may not have played hooky today to go skydiving. They should be out at the airport, like right now.
All right, so that's going to be interesting. Let's at least get everybody here first.
So she says everyone else is here, and everyone goes, yeah, and the board lights up green except for those two names.
Okay. Let out a pulse and see what I get.
All righty.
And how many are not on the floor?
Hmm?
I mean, there's other floors around us, too, so...
Yep.
He also gets exactly, which is why... All right, so I'm going to roll this and this.
Because I was surprised he only had one person when he was in the hospital section.
It was just the ICU. It's isolated because they do some seriously infectious shit. So it
stops his abilities from crossing over
to... It's shielded. They want healers to be able to work inside, but nothing gets out.
So the same thing should apply to the office, or the ops room.
It works out, not in. It's different because they have people who can like phase through walls. They want them to be able to get out. All right, so this is going to be for the room in here. Only one lights up, and it's a girl kind of lounging against one of the like the railings. In my head, it's like there's a big old like monitor. What would have been a monitor behind you, but instead it's just like a blank wall with where you know AR monitors will appear. And there's like a railing up in front of it where you guys are leaning against, and then there's like an angled seating array, like an auditorium kind of. Imagine NASA, like the NASA flight control rooms, like that.
Okay.
And there's a woman actually like within 10 feet of you who pings, and you can tell her seat is active, like watching right now. It is an active connection.
Fun.
And you get.
Wait, you said there was only one in the room, so that's in her, in the room, right?
Correct, it's her.
She's the one that's watching, actively. Correct. Okay, because you said there's one in the room, and then there's one watching. You said,
Oh, sorry. And so then there's one more that pings behind you, which, you know, leads into, like, a secure section of the FSA that you don't even have access to.
I will make the report to Jolly.
He says, I'll be back, and he just zaps and disappears.
According to the first book, he doesn't like showing off that ability.
Yeah, he gave up on that shit after the surge.
Okay.
Because remember he teleported from all the way out in the boonies to like on top.
Yeah, but nobody's watching there.
Really?
The people in here, he's okay with knowing.
Except for he knows there's one person in here that's...
They've already seen it. Because they're part of... This is the inner circle, man. This is like top level agents who... This is what they do, is they work specifically with these two people. And when they don't, they retire. And that's it. There's not... You don't get to go to a different post from here. You work here, then you retire. Yeah. Would he just run really fast? Because he's got to go through a secret door. You're right. He would just run really fast. He just blurs towards... He power slides underneath Hellion's legs and just keeps going through the door.
But, okay. The room arrangement, I thought Hellion and Wave were ahead of us.
Yes, they are. There's no door behind you.
Okay. Got it.
But he's moving it really fucking fast, and he's going to get there.
One of those things where you blink and, he's gone.
Yes.
I have a question.
It's like teleporting.
What does your mind fixy thing... use, like, does it use like dexterity?
It's charisma.
Damn it.
No, it's wisdom.
Damn it.
Why?
Wanted to give him haste. I was like, maybe it's dexterity, because like you kind of go in there and you.
You could take enhance ability. I think paladins can get it.
What's on the list?
Damn.
I can, but I need to do it next level.
Yeah.
I technically have enhance ability, but it's not. It's a. Oh wait.
It does the.
Should we have it something.
Uses charisma to.
Eagle's splendor.
Yeah.
So I could give him. I can
enhance ability.
I can give you advantage on charisma.
That'd be super hot for you.
Yeah.
When you're ready, you let me know.
Well, she's actively watching. So.
And she says, "Johnson, step forward." And did you tell her it's that one?
Yeah. Well, I said it to. I mean.
Yes.
Jolly, but I was assuming he was linked in with the mind net.
Yes, they both were.
Yeah, the four of us are.
So she says, "Step forward," and she walks forward. She says, "Come here, come here, come here." She says, "You ate my yogurt out of the fridge this week, didn't you?" And she gets you within touch range.
And away we go.
Do you give Eagle Splendor?
I give him Eagle Splendor. Doesn't matter what level I give him.
First level.
Concentration up to second level. And it's concentration up to an hour, so she could have it run before the meeting.
Yeah, you do it, yeah.
There's all a right. Awkward casting. In
19 plus, where is it? Psychic surgery is plus 10, so 29.
Yeah.
Read, kids, read.
You see it's an active connection. Roll me 3d6.
Reroll ones.
No. Actually, you're rolling damage, but not the way you think you are.
Oh, I'm rolling it to myself, aren't I?
No.
Well, the total is 8.
You feel 8 people die.
What?
What? How does that work?
You feel the snuffing of 8 souls.
What?
Or the mental acuity.
Okay, I'm still trying to figure out how that works, but okay. What happened?
Okay.
Start with that, and then go to the 8 souls thing.
Okay, so you went and you saw the seed, right? And you see it's active. And it sees you, you see it. And then it pulses towards you. Your roll's very good. You snuff it out. As you do so, you feel that seed was active, but it wasn't him. It was people he had actively watching his seed. It was a ritual circle.
He has subcontractors watching.
There you go. Effectively, he has subcontracted it out. And he can take the hit. They can't. There was 18 of them in the circle. 8 of them died. Just because of the mental feedback. And there's nothing you could have done to stop it. No matter what you rolled, people were going to die.
Yeah.
Active seeds are very dangerous. Active seeds are always watched by somebody.
Do anyone in the room die?
No.
No, these are people in his realm.
No,
somewhere elsewhere. What?
Correct.
Okay. Oh my gosh, how many people do you need to be watching people? My gosh.
Weak ritualist? A lot.
Okay, I feel like that was Jolly answering Luna. Like a lot.
Yeah.
I will relay that to Brigid specifically.
Okay.
Leaving, you know, I'm doing this specifically to leave Luna out of the loop about the fact that 8 people just died because of this action. I don't need that weighing on her.
Okay. Jolly,
I gotta protect my little sister somehow.
Oh, no. Jolly walks in with a 4-foot tall, angry Irish man hung by his shirt walking in.
Okay.
Fix him. I need this one alive.
You still have inspiration. Or advantage.
So I'll go up and... I mean, I'm assuming this is the person that I detected.
There's only one person allowed on this floor in that room besides me, and it's him.
Ah.
I'm not losing my gadget monkey.
I will use a sorcery point because I don't think 11 is going to cut it.
So 21.
He literally, he's, it's not an active seed.
Okay.
11 would have done it.
Yeah, but he already spent the sorcery point.
I already spent the sorcery point, but.
Okay, if you want to roll, you can. On a better roll, I'll give you how long he's had it.
Well, they were worse.
So. Yeah, it wasn't active and it's been, it's eradicated. He says, boss, can you put me down? Like, damn, you know, I hate being manhandled. I hate this shit. Put me down. He's like kicking his little legs. Like, he says, this is little person phobic. You're against little people. I'm not against little people. I hired you, didn't I? Damn it. No. You had some shit in your head. Now get the fuck out. He puts him down. He scurries away.
Scurries?
Everybody scurries. Let's be clear.
I know, but it's especially, I don't know. I guess the word fitting.
Ow.
Phobic.
I got like real life psychic damage there. Damn. I actually like have a baby headache going. That sucks.
So that's all I can do for today. I can check the other two some other time, tomorrow.
Okay.
Just make sure, you know, I mean, we can set up a meeting with them specifically, but that's everybody on this, you know, in this
She says, that's excellent. Thank you. Tomorrow, if possible. Everybody else, she turns and she actually gives like some legitimate information, like there was a virus outbreak at a care. Do you guys mention the care of the speed dating thing?
Absolutely.
At a care speed dating event. If you know anybody who's been to one, we'd like to know so who they are, so that we can get them checked.
All right.
And like two of them raise their hands, and they're like, "I have like my cousin went, and my third cousin, it's twice removed, Jackie, that bitch."
Wow.
Wow.
All right. So, yeah. Fun.
All right. So another hour passes, and damn it, you snap into existence in the park with 10 naked women.
What did you do?
What the fuck is happening? Where did you come from?
It was 10, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
8 or 10, yeah. It was. And they're just like kissing the ground, like, thank God we're alive. And you're just like doing your best to be like the good guy who's like shielding them from.
I did call 9.
And you shot their camera.
I forgot about the camera.
9 power slides in within the vehicle, and she says,
it's the RV, and it actually power slides. And she says, brought in the bus.
She says, what? She walks up and she teleports all of them away. She rips you guys into a power line, and at this point, Luna has just walked into the apartment, and she sees 9, 10 naked women. Damon,
we were straight to the hospital. I thought.
No, she took them back to get clothes.
Okay.
Blankets
at a hospital make more sense.
It's funnier things. The way I'm doing.
I know. So I thought that's what we did.
I'm going to retcon a little bit because it's better this way. You walk back in and you're like, 9, I'm home.
And you walk in, eyes.
And there's 10 naked women, 9, and Demon standing there.
She's covering her eyes.
Specifically, I thought she specifically did not want her to see this.
Oh, damn it, you're right. I did specifically say that.
9 thought about it, and she's like, oh, fuck. Luna would walk in, see this, and I don't want her to see this.
That's a 2-minute long
changing destination changing destination mid-teleport.
Yeah, she goes,
I'm getting, I see no like a flicker. I'm like, that's weird.
Hmm? Yeah, No Way Home feels from this.
No Way Home?
Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Quit changing the spell!
Oh yeah. Yeah, she you know, she power slides the thing in and she says, "What the? Never mind." She teleports you guys in. She says, "We should go back to the apartment." Never mind. Luna will be there. We're going to
Alana Hospital.
Well, yeah, the hospital. Yeah. They don't need the ICU, but they do need the let's go to the day surgery ward. There's no one ever there. Mm-hmm. It's less and less relevant as people with healing powers come in. And you go into day surgery, and there's no one there. There's not even, like, nurses. There's one nurse on staff because they have to have somebody there.
And Demon's like, "Hey, Janie. I mean, lady."
Oh, yeah, because you know her.
Yep. Ma'am. As you try to change your voice.
Yeah. And she says, "Officer Janie, can you please, not officer, Nurse Janie, can you please get these ladies some clothes? We have a lot to do.
And we got a lot to talk about. Nine.
Yeah, well, let's just brief me when you brief your team."
She did specifically say, "Who did this?"
Oh, yeah, she said,
"And I told her privacy, and that's why we teleported."
Yeah, And she says, "Janie, can you take care of these ladies for a minute? I need to go talk with Mr. Demon here." And then she walks, and she grabs your hand, and you zip, and you appear in her, like, the dojo in their apartment.
From her, because her, she...
Dojo in the apartment, which is...
Okay, her specific...
It's the room. Only spot she's not allowed to go into in the apartment.
You're busy.
She can't.
Yeah. So
there's a silent spell on the door.
Who am I going to go off and kill?
Vlad Tepet.
Tepish.
I raided his domain.
Dracula.
Mr. Sanguine.
I'm right in.
Yeah.
Do you have any proof?
Well, I have hard drives. From his domain, probably containing the information you seek. I have his personal diary of 20,000 pages.
She says, "Okay, hold on, Mr. Sang, how did you get his diary?"
As I said, I raided his domain. It's not poking the bear. It's not shoving a cattle prod up his ass. It's something worse than that. He's going to be hunting me, more than likely, if he figures it out, it is me.
How well did you do on, you know, hiding? And then Mary's there with you.
Oh.
Yeah, well, Mary had clothes, so.
I thought she escaped with the rest of the group.
She went with the kids.
Yes.
In the first batch, you're right.
Yep.
Children, what the fuck happened?
I rescued a lot of people.
Okay. Yeah, he did a really good job.
Okay.
He was freakishly efficient by himself.
All right.
I took on a CR-13 with double the hit points by myself.
No, but that bitch.
Yeah.
I burned 5 smites in a
Holy
row.
Shit.
Yeah.
And one of them crit.
Yeah, it was a good turn.
Wow.
God,
okay.
I had so many hit points. But so, she says, okay, and you have the diary. Okay, we'll have to get that to a historian or something.
As I said, it's 10,000 pages. I have it all downloaded to my head right now. You're read in about Boreal, right?
Yeah, I'm read in about everything you're read in on, basically.
Well, he's still suffering some drawbacks of absorbing that much information and decompartmentalizing it. I can't say that word.
He is compartmentalizing it.
Yeah, I can't say that word.
Also, Damon, Damos, I just finished.
Okay. Cliff notes whenever you're available.
I'll give it to you when you're done with your conversation. You should probably have your team available.
Yep.
I might even talk to them.
All right. I can make it quicker.
And you hear Ethereal just go grumble, grumble. I can talk to people. And she says, Nine goes, "Dracula, Sanguine, you have his diary. I assume you use some kind of magic to read it quickly."
Yes. I have the ability to absorb information from books instantaneously and at will.
Interesting. I think there was a girl who was applied for an internship with an ability like that.
Yeah, accept her. She has my backing.
Noted.
She also has Bright Force's backing.
She's also
excluding that for that particular reason.
Yeah, but Luna's a public identity.
Yeah.
Yes, but
gotcha.
Friend backing versus
is different than someone who I know them before their work.
a friend versus gotcha. a colleague.
Yes. She says, okay. Noted. She pulls up like an AR thing and ticks a couple things and zips it away. Those women. Explain you came from there. I assume it was something bad. Do you know how long they were and you go through like how long they were captured. The audience knows how long. The players do not. I will keep that. I'll let him keep that to himself. And you guys kind of run through. Do you give her, what do you hide from what you learned to her? And you don't need to tell. The only thing you need to say is what you hide. You'll keep the other bit for them later.
Pretty much fill full report.
Okay, cool. Full report.
I can't think of anything I would hide.
Understood. We move on then.
Except for maybe Mary's source of power.
That is totally reasonable. All right. She says, okay, we should get your team together. I think it looks like Dylan's just coming out of the... I just kind of pinged Dylan's on the camera again. Okay. Looks like he just exited the deep space underneath the arcology. So that's interesting.
I didn't see that in any of the maps.
No, you didn't. And then
I said, the new maps.
And she says, "All right, I'll take you back." She touches you, and you just zip through the wires up to. She says, "Let's walk out there." Bright Force is on the other side of the wall.
Yeah, she's hard not to notice. She's pretty loud.
Yes, but this entire room has a silent spell.
As you open the room,
hold on. She says, "She's loud, but she's great." And you cannot tell her I said that.
The secret dies with me.
That's correct.
And me.
No. As you open the door.
No, she told me the same.
Yes. She will say it to anyone but her.
Yeah. As you open the door to see Luna, Luna is standing on top of a sofa playing her ukulele and scream singing something.
Roll me acrobatics.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know.
I don't think you're proficient.
She is proficient in ukulele. And she is what? Two levels bard?
That's actions. Sorry.
Three levels bard?
So she's
well, he specifically said acrobatics, right? What did you say?
Acrobatics.
Acrobatics.
If you are trying to do something, you have a channel divinity.
Acrobatics is not helped by that.
Okay. I thought it was athletics or acrobatics.
A 5 + 4.
With half proficiency, because jack of all trades.
That is the plus 4.
Remember, she's a plus 2.
I know. I'm saying, though, she is considered proficient.
I understand. She still eats shit off the couch because you go for like the final like power chord of the ukulele song, and you just fully eat shit off the back of the couch. Like, if you were not so strong, you would have damaged yourself.
What, are you playing Master of Puppets on the ukulele?
I don't know.
And then she goes, yeah, and she throws her arm back, and it just takes her over and then falls on her ass. Or no, you land on your head, you bounce, and then you roll. Like, you roll. And
no, I was thinking that the couch, so they walk in, and then it's like the couch, of the back of the couch is facing them.
Yes, and she
was on the other side. She was, like, standing on the
facing away from them.
Facing away from them. She falls over, and then she sits back up, and then she sees them, and she's just like,
I imagine you fell off backwards, you rolled, and then you look, and you're laying on your back looking up at them.
Oh, that's actually much cuter. Hi.
See, I pictured like the legs still over the back of the couch, and you're just kind of like flumped
and looking at them upside down. I was like, "Why are you upside down?"
I wasn't standing on the couch. I wasn't.
We'll talk about that
later. I don't. I was not.
I kind
of
wanted.
Let's go gather up your team. Then we'll have a bit of a debrief. And she touches.
I thought we were standing on the couch. Come on, 9. I promise I'll be good. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Luna. There's no more monkeys jumping on the couch.
No, I know. I was told that I can't jump on the couch anymore, and I'm so sorry. Don't involve the team.
How about this? You replace the couch, and we won't tell the team.
I didn't break the couch.
Roll perception.
Shit.
Do I need a roll perception?
No. You're staring at it.
No, you see it.
Yeah.
She just fell off of it.
I have a pass of 30, so...
11 plus 10 for 21.
You punched a hole in the back of the couch.
Oh, shit.
On the way down.
What hole? What broken couch? I'll find you one. I'm sorry.
How about this? Or you just have one of your friends come by and use a mending spell.
Wait, I have prestidigitation.
Do you have mending?
I think I have mending.
See, we
it's a bard cantrip. You might.
I have mending.
You just do it yourself. It takes a minute.
No, as she's blocking, it starts mending itself. What do you mean? What hole?
See, I didn't do anything wrong. No, no.
You just save yourself like $800. Good job. All right. Once you're done, let me know, and then we'll go talk about what he was busy with.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you were. He was gone for a while. Okay, yeah, that's fair. Okay, my bad. Okay. Don't worry about me.
We're going to flash over to Dylan. Dylan, what items would you like to talk about? Because you've had some time, and how long did you actually spend on it? I'm curious. It's probably been like 30 minutes since I talked to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a list. I have more than the 4 or 5 items that you...
Talk to me.
Well, I figured I'll start with the one that I'm sure I'll get no's on.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, start from the things you think you're least likely to get.
And then he starts feeling bad that he keeps saying no, that eventually he'll say yes to something good.
Door in the face technique.
Subliminal learning device. Matrix.
Okay.
I want to learn how to do such and such, and it instantaneously gives me the abilities.
I don't hate it. Keep going.
Put that as a maybe.
Neuralizer.
Oh
no! that's the
men in black. Uh huh.
I don't hate that either. Keep going.
Sonic screwdriver.
No. I just don't know enough about it.
Pretty much, it was their little gizmo to do whatever
with objects.
Yeah.
Kind of device.
I don't see
it. It can do a lot.
Yeah, it's whenever he got into a problem, yeah, it became their answer for whatever they needed to do.
It could do a lot of things. It just couldn't affect wood.
Because it's natural?
Yeah.
Or living? Yeah. Or was living?
Yeah. A invisibility item to give me, you know, sort of like the Predator's cloaking device.
Okay. No. Although that one's a no.
Just greater invisibility at will? Yeah.
I mean,
hey, he asked
give
me
it for charges. Yeah. I mean, 2 to 3 charges a day, hard pass every, once a week.
Hard pass.
Like a Rigor's deck?
Like from Shadowrun Rigor's deck? Mm-hmm. I don't hate, or maybe an RCC, not a deck, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't hate that either. Okay.
Okay. How about a spot EMP that I can be directional?
No, because I have reasons.
A code cracker slash door.
You already have one. Her name is Jen.
True.
And she's better at it than a little box would be.
But then again, Jen can't influence other dimensions.
No, she rides her own shotgun with you.
Okay.
And ever since you proved that you can go interdimensional, you'll notice that your phone's has a lot less storage. you're down from like a petabyte to a third of a petabyte, but you're never going to fill that anyway.
And then, you know, a sort of like a tricorder scanner.
Tricorder.
Star Trek.
Like you can scan something and it'll tell you what it's made out of. And
mm-hmm.
Basically the same thing as a sonic screwdriver.
Except the sonic screwdriver can just tells you what
lock pick and do other fun shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't hate that either. Is that everything you came up with?
Code cracker, the spot EMP, the scanner, the neuralizer, science screwdriver, Rigor's deck, the invisibility thing, and the subliminal learning device. Yeah.
Okay, so the things I'm leaning so far, I'm not doing the subliminal learning.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, fair.
The neuralizer is still a maybe. What else do I have as a maybe?
The Rigor's deck.
That's a hard maybe.
Sonic screwdriver.
If I did that, I'd do the tricorder instead. So is it?
You said no to the MP.
I did.
That was the second one on my list.
There's a reason why that's a no.
Which is fine.
They don't want to store it anywhere close to Jen, just in case.
Codecracker, you said Jen is the best thing I could get.
Yeah, she's good. Basically, with your help with a tech check, she could basically crack damn near anything.
Mm-hmm. And then the invisibility.
And that was a hard note. So I've got three things to pick for three things.
I got a question.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where was she on my trip?
She was there. You just never asked.
I did.
No. You never said, Jen, are you there?
I could have sworn I did.
Nope. I waited for her. I was like, maybe he'll try. No, she was there.
She would have been so helpful.
Incredibly. Oh, yeah. Put her on a server. Just let her go wild.
Well, it's a good thing I brought them here.
Yeah. He just stole all the drives. That's all the server is. It's a bunch of drives with a computer running the back end.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Got a bunch of platters.
You know? So what's left on your list there, Art?
So the scanner, the tricorder, the neuralizer, and the rigger's deck.
Which of those do you love? Okay, team, squad.
I see so many shenanigans with the neuralizer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Luna, what?
God. I just said the wrong thing. Flash?
No.
Let's go back.
Nine uses it after she's like, I think you're pretty neat. Bump.
So now that it would be heavily nerfed. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking like
a save?
One of those a day and there'd be a save. I think I'm going to give you the Riggers. You're going to give you an RCC, a Riggers Command Console.
Well, we got Jen to be our RCC.
Yeah, but now he can go in there, too.
With drone. No, that's for drones. Oh. It's a rigger.
I played 3 games of Shadowrun, and I had a different character each time.
Okay, in my defense, I didn't know how adepts and mystic adepts worked. I do now. I love them. They're very good at very different things. I should have built them as a mis-ed to start, and I didn't know that.
Yep. Oh, well. Let's get back on point.
So yeah, we're gonna go with the RCC and the tricorder.
Okay.
Just think though, the neuralizer produces a bright flash. Who does well with bright lights?
I can cast. Oh my daylight. God!
We just like point that at her and let her reflect it at everybody in the room. That they all have no memories the last 5 minutes.
No.
Hey.
There's a reason why there wouldn't be a neuralizer, because that's mind influencing. And
that's your job.
Yeah,
we got you for that.
Even people like you, you're heavily monitored. Yeah. Because of your abilities,
especially by Sanguine,
by everybody.
Yeah,
you know, like you can't get near certain politicians and shit like that because without supervision, because you could be dangerous to them.
Oh, well, maybe they shouldn't be lying.
That's fine. The lying thing is fine. It's when you actually touch their mind.
Yeah.
The psychic surgeon, you could take pieces of them away.
I know.
Or look at private conversations they had in the past.
Or change who they are. All right. So, Art, for the tricorder, you're going to have... I don't really have a problem with it having unlimited uses. Because it just tells you what a thing is. Right? Am I wrong?
I mean, don't you already have Identify at Will?
Yep.
Yeah.
So the tricorder
was, I was actually thinking more of it as a scanner. So if I place it against a wall, it would actually scan the other side.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, if it's going to do that, it'll only be able to do that 3 times a day, and it's going to get back a D3 D3 charges every long rest, every 8 hours.
So it's basically has 3 charges, and it only recovers a D3 every 8 hours.
It is every 8 hours. So theoretically, you could get more than that uses in a day.
Okay.
And that timer starts when you use the first use.
Yeah, it's better than Identify if we use it like that, because Identify is a casting time of a minute.
Yeah.
Or 11
minutes. And it has unlimited, like, what is this thing?
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to go through a wall, it's...
Gotcha. That works.
Okay.
And
now he has a drone.
For the RCC? No, he doesn't. He has the machine that will let him control drones. He'll need to purchase the actual drones that go in it. The drones that connect to it.
I'm assuming they work like a familiar and has a bonus action. Kind of like how the Battlesmith does, maybe?
Yeah. A lot more disposable.
Okay.
Not magical. Though if he were to have levels on Artificer, he could... really turn this bitch up.
Hey, you want to take a level of artifice here?
I'm just saying that is a thing he could think about.
I know somebody who has a girlfriend.
Oh, okay. I wonder who you're talking about.
Nah, I'm not right. Sure.
So,
there's 2 options there.
And as the group reconvenes in a what you guys know is the war room, and Nine goes, "All right, Damon. Lay it on us. What the fuck happened?" And now it's time to end. If you enjoy our podcast, please leave a rating on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to us, and join our free Discord. Link is in the description.
So long, everybody.
Good night.
Have a good evening.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.